Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. So glad you're here. And if you read the fishing wire, if it automatically comes to your inbox every day, you know, you saw earlier this week that Edwin Evers is on the show today. It's a big deal. Edwin just won the Major League Fishing Crown, the highest honor that they pass out, and that is their overall champion, their Red Crest champion. He did it in amazing fashion, and we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Also, let's check in on the Bassmaster Elites. Have you been watching? They've had a tremendous year. Their season's starting to wind down now. Mark Zona is going to join us today. Z is going to be talking about the Bassmaster Elite Series and what's happening there, what things look like, a report card, a health check on the Bassmaster Elites. And guess what? It's pretty good. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by a product called Calming Care. Calming Care gently, over time, relaxes the overbarker, the overjumper. If you have one of those, then your dog is a good candidate for Calming Care. Your vet can tell you more about it. Calming Care. Well, let's start in La Crosse, Wisconsin. That's where Edwin Evers won the Red Crest event last weekend. And if you were watching online, he did it in amazing fashion. He was already leading the contest, the final 10 anglers in this contest, in the final period of the final tournament of the inaugural year, when he pulled up on a pile of fish that was just a remarkable thing to watch. I've never seen anything like it. I've caught schooling black bass before. I've never had them cooperate with me for an hour, one fish after another. Listen to these numbers that the folks at Major League Fishing put together. It took Edwin Evers 22 minutes when he pulled up to that spot and caught 23 fish. Did you hear that? 23 bass in 22 minutes, averaging more than one fish per minute during that stretch. The total weight of his 23 bass caught in those 22 minutes, 32-13. His heaviest, a 2-2. He dropped one of those fish, suffered a two-minute penalty, stood up after that 2 minutes, and on the next 16 straight casts, he caught a bass on every single one of them. Back to back to back to back to back, 16 times. The entire field, all the other guys during that time period, caught 7 fish cumulatively. And for every bass that the other 9 anglers caught, Edwin caught 3. I got so excited watching this live that I texted him right in the middle of those 16 in a row. I sent him a text saying I've never seen anything like this before. And when all the scales had settled and the day was over, it was time for an appreciative crowd to crown their champion. Courtesy of my friends at Major League Fishing, here's Lurch up on stage at the postgame show.
Holy cow, the first one ever to win this and also be the Angler of the Year, man. That is a huge resume here in 2019.
I can't believe it. I don't know what to say, but I cannot believe it. I'm just blessed beyond measure. All the glory goes to God. I mean, I couldn't do this without him.
It was stunning. It was literally stunning as I sat and watched. I think I forgot to breathe for a couple of minutes. every single cast another weighable bass. If you've kept up with Major League Fishing this year or the Bassmaster Elites, you've seen several stunning moments. Rick Klun down in Florida to kick off the Elites this year. Great decisions, true pros, and boy, are they fun to watch. Edwin's our guest a little later. He's driving home from Wisconsin, that tournament on the Mississippi River. We're going to catch him out on the road and visit with him some. But up next, it's Mark Zona, Z, talking about Bassmaster Elites, Zona's awesome fishing show, and what's happening in his personal life. Get to know Z a little better when we come back. Calming Care, your vet can tell you all about it. It's a probiotic that very gently over time calms the overactive dog. Calming Care, from the trusted name Purina. Hey, before we make a run to the coffee pot, let me just remind you folks in California that it is your last chance in 2019 today to fish for free. A free fishing day offered by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They offer two of those days each year, and today is one of them. Go to the Delta, catch one of those big green monsters they grow in there. Hey, Florida, next Saturday, September 7th, that's a free saltwater fishing day for you guys, residents and non-residents of Florida.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I told you to tie on a jig. What's going on?
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50 amp pedestals, pull through sites, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand up paddle boards, well stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balke is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balke and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care custody and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
It's the greatest conservation show on earth. By the way, hunting is conservation. I'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Hey, we're easy to reach in this old camphouse. Here's the number, 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. And the website is BBKO, like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, BBKOradio.com. I want to welcome a brand new group of folks listening to the show today in Detroit, Michigan. A lot of smallmouth fishermen joining the show today. Good to have you guys. Welcome. Let's take a little visit to the Bassmaster Elite Tour. And to help us with that, there's no one better than this guy. Speaking of Michigan, he makes his home in southern Michigan. He's looking out over the lake. My friend Mark Zona. Z, welcome. Good to have you, man.
Oh, it's kind of a bittersweet time of year. I'm packing my children and getting them up to Michigan State. So I'll be nursing my wife's emotions for the next year.
I watch those kids grow up on television on your show, and I cannot believe they're going to college. Is this for a visit, or are they going to go to school there?
Oh, they got their associates last year close to the house. I think my wife wanted to keep them prisoner for a couple more years, but they're actually going into Michigan State as juniors, but it's their first, going to be their first year away. So they got their fill of fishing tournaments this summer and had a successful season again, and time to get to work off the water.
Yeah, there you go. So how many Spartan sweatshirts do you own now?
I've got one sweatshirt, one beanie, and a pair of sweatpants. So I figure as much as I'm going to give Michigan State this year, I probably should represent. I honestly thought they'd give me a free sweatshirt for what the tuition is.
Yeah, no. Oh, my. I know that's an exciting time for the guys and for you guys. Congratulations. Couple of fine boys. We've watched them grow up on television, like I said. They just appear to be great young men. I know you're proud of them.
No, I truly appreciate that.
Somewhere along the way, Johnny Morris adopted Mark Zona. You have to be kinfolk. I think you have a spare bedroom in the back of Bass Pro Shop. When I turn my television on, there you are in Bass Pro Shop. All of us envy you, Z.
There is no doubt. When I'm not either in Bassmaster Studio, I've spent a lot of time in Springfield. And I know this sounds strange, but when he opened the Wonders of Wildlife Museum, I had done so much TV work, I felt like I built the museum. but it's, you know, it, to me, it's always been, Billy, I grew up, and I'm not saying this as a sales pitch. It's not my style, but, you know, I grew up with a Bass Pro Shops catalog. That was, I've heard it referred, you know, it was the bass fishing Bible from when you're going to order stuff as a kid. To be a part of Johnny Morris's team, it's been an honor.
Well, you do a great job for him, and I'm sure he's pleased to have you. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Bassmaster Elite Tour. about a year ago, almost a year ago, the big news came that a lot of the superstars were moving over to Major League Fishing, and it was in that moment where emotions ran very high in a lot of directions, and a lot of people were predicting the future of the Bassmaster Elites, that they might not be able to survive this, some folks said, and all kinds of things were said. But here we are, just about to wrap up the regular season, and hey, they're still around, see?
I would say emotions are still between some. I think emotions are still fairly high because we all basically grew up and worked together. But I've covered that tour now for almost two decades. And whenever you see your friends leave, of course you have that's an emotional thing. Here's how I looked at it. We were all coworkers. And when a coworker that's your buddy leaves, that's hard. But I will tell you the one thing that has not happened. The Bassmaster Elite Series this season, if you have followed it, it has not missed a beat. It has been one of the most incredible seasons I can remember covering this. I know it sounds weird, but I made fun of, I pick on Tommy Sanders, who I cover this with, and I said, you could not, up until now, scripted these events any better than they've turned out. I believe we have some of the hungriest young anglers that want to build a name for themselves. I believe we have some veterans, some younger veterans that are now the guys that some of the other anglers look up to because they've been there a while. Things are good and things are healthy at the Bassmaster Elite Series. And here's where I'm at with that, Billy. I still stay in touch with a handful of guys that left. I wish them totally the best of luck, but things are good. Things are good in our house. Things are good.
I can tell that things are good. And you took you used the exact words that I used when Rick Klun on the bow of that boat ripped his shirt off and there was a Superman outfit underneath it and went bonkers on us down in Florida to start the year. I said, they could not have written this. No one's crazy enough to write this. And then it was big hit after big hit after big hit. And everyone I talked to on the elites is really happy. I had Micah Frazier on the show the other day, and man, of course he's on cloud nine, just won his first big blue trophy, but what a talented future superstar angler that told me, Billy, I'm just as happy as I've ever been fishing. I'm having a ball. We're having a ball on the elites. Guys are having fun.
I'll be honest with you, that makes me very, very happy to hear that. It's been a great group to work with this season. And we just need to keep that momentum going. You know,
we've got
a couple tournaments left. We got a couple events left, and then we'll kind of switch gears into chasing deer around for a little bit. And the Bassmaster Classic at Gunnersville, it'll be here soon enough. But I can't say enough for those anglers that I've covered this season, because you have watched guys that have been around, and you have watched guys that you might not have known a lot a year ago that are the real deal and are going to be around. They're going to be around long after I'm gone from covering this thing. And that's great, really great to see for the sport.
The biggest mistake that the boys on the Elite Trail made was letting those guys come in from Canada, because they catch fish, man. They are getting in the way of these Southern boys.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that they were on my list. You better get them in here. But what's weird? If you look at those guys and then you look at some of the other names in there that have come, the Scott Canterbury, who was so incredible when he fished the FLW Tour, to what he's doing now there, all the way to the real true rookies, you know, Drew Cook and Patrick Walters. Gosh, I know this sounds nuts. It has me stuttering, which I don't do a lot, but it has been a magical season, and I hope the folks that have got to tune in and maybe watch a tournament here or follow one over there have really enjoyed what the product that we've put out this season.
It's good. It's a good product. Mark Zona, Z, my guest on the show today. Z, go enjoy a cup of coffee. I've got to take care of a little business, and then we're going to come back to you later because I want to get back into your personal life a little. Where did you learn to fish? I want to know. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. America's number one canine probiotic is Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are affiliated with no denomination but champion God's word only. We have a very active children's ministry, and we are a safe and secure place to hear God's word and learn about his great love for us, even though we are all great sinners. I'm John Watson, and I want to invite you and your family to church on Litzy Road in Roanoke, Texas, and on the web at csbiblechurch.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit Joshua Creek. Kirkaby.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
For a sportsman and outdoorsman, September 1st is a date that we circle, wow, months and months in advance. It's a big day. September 1st, tomorrow, is the opening day of dove season for a lot of states. Some of you have to wait until Monday, the 2nd. And then there are others, like our friends in Georgia, that have to wait until next Saturday, the 7th, for your dove season to open up. Up in Montana, it's a big time. The weather's cooled off up there. I've been talking to those boys that I train bird dogs with, and they say, Billy, get up here. I know it's been 100 degrees in Texas, but it's 48 here this morning. I get it, boys, and I miss it. Wish I was there with you today. Because tomorrow, September 1st, fall turkey season opens. So does grouse and Hungarian partridge. Good luck. Have fun. Send pictures. You know, a dove season never rolls around that I don't think of and pay homage to my late great friend, Ray Sasser. He wrote for the Dallas Morning News for more than 30 years. He authored 11 books on the great outdoors. And he had a tremendous talent as a hunter, a fisherman, an observer of God's creation to take that experience, capture it. I count it a great blessing that Ray and I spent a lot of time together and that a lot of that time was spent with the tape recorder rolling.
It's the first domino to fall, triggering a chain reaction of fall hunting seasons that attract a million sportsmen afield and continue through February. Here are four reasons doves provide the best hunting season of all. Number one, the mourning dove is one of the most plentiful bird species in North America. Rather than being negatively impacted by an expanding human population, mourning doves move into town, dine at the bird feeders, drink at the bird bath, and nest in ornamental shrubs. In Texas, the plentiful mourning doves are augmented by a growing supply of white-winged doves. By the end of the migration, 10% of North America's 500 million mourning doves will have passed through Texas en route to Mexico. Number two, doves are challenging targets. They're small, they're fast, and it doesn't take them long to figure out what the gunfire is about. A hunter who consistently shoots 50% or better on mourning doves will do just fine on any North American game bird. Number three, mourning dove hunting is truly a game for the masses. You don't need much equipment, just a favorite gun, a pocket full of shells, some drab clothing, and enough water to keep you hydrated. Texas Parks and Wildlife has public dove leases available to anyone who purchases a $48 annual public hunting permit. Day hunts arranged by outfitters are still available for as little as $50. Reason number four, opening day dove breasts sizzling on the grill with a jalapeno slice and maybe a little onion separating them, wrapped tightly by a slice of peppered bacon held in place by well-situated toothpicks. North America has an estimated 500 million mourning doves. About 50 million doves migrate through Texas each fall, heading for Mexico and Central America. In a good season, Texas hunters bag about 5 million doves. If you laid the shot shells Texas hunters fire at doves each season end to end, they would stretch from Brownsville on the southern tip of Texas north through the Panhandle into Oklahoma. Texas hunters will probably spend $15 million this year on shotgun shells used for dove hunting alone. Three species of Texas doves are considered legal game: mourning doves, white-winged doves, and white-tipped doves. Eurasian collared doves are not protected by law and may be shot in addition to an illegal limit of native doves. Mourning doves will breed every month of the year. A female usually raises two or three broods a year, a brood consisting of two chicks. Doves fly as far as 10 miles to suitable food and water sources. The most consistent dove hunting is where food, water, and roosting cover occur in proximity. The dove's migratory flyway through Texas has shifted west in recent years, largely due to changing land use practices. The life expectancy of a mourning dove is less than 1 year, but there are some longevity exceptions. Banding studies have revealed doves that lived as long as 8 years.
You know, one of the greatest things about a dove shoot is that it's just so social. You can talk with your buddies. You can laugh at that missed shot. You can take the family. The grandkids can retrieve birds for 25 cents a piece and pick up those hulls for a nickel a piece, because trust me, you're going to have a lot more dead hulls than dead doves. The national average out of a box of shells for the average dove hunter is two birds. It's a fun day in the dove field, meant to be spent with friends. One of my buddies, one of my longtime hunting buddies, is old Pete Delkus. Pete, let's talk about the shotgun out in the field. What do you like to use? I know we've shot sporting clays together. We've hunted turkeys together. And I've seen you shoot everything from a 410 to a big old 12. What do you prefer for doves?
Well, you know, the older I get, the more I like the smaller gauges.
Yeah.
So I don't shoot anything for doves except for I take my 28 gauge.
Okay.
I got a 28 gauge. I have a Beretta Silver Pigeon 3 that I love to shoot doves with. And depending on how the birds are flying, you know, that'll determine my choice of choke tubes.
So, you're not throwing a lot of shot out there, so I would think improved cylinder or modified.
I'll always start with improved cylinder and modified.
Yeah.
But a 28 gauge Beretta over and under sure seem to do the trick and have a lot of fun.
Right.
And the secret here is you tell everybody, you know, that you only have two boxes of shells with you, but of course you always sneak about another two, three, or four boxes in the bag.
Well, exactly. And when you come back with your 15 birds and you've only used a box and a half shells, you look pretty good to the guys.
That's right.
You know, I was talking to Ray Sasser. We were talking about dove hunting and dove shooting, and he says that it may be the opening day of dove season may be the biggest hunting day in the state of Texas, and I tend to agree with him there. But we were talking about shot shells, and he said, man, the last thing you want to do is buy junk.
No, I'm from the St. Louis area. I'm from Southern Illinois. Well, Southern Illinois, that's where Winchester is.
Right.
Olin Winchester makes their stuff in just outside of St. Louis, just to the north of where I'm from. So I'm a Winchester guy, and I love to shoot for doves.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the Winchester AA Super Sport Sporting Clays.
Okay.
So out of that 28 gauge, it's about 1,300 feet per second. You
right.
know, I'm in my little pea brain that 1,300 feet per second seems to make up for my lack of ability. Now, I read a lot of this stuff from these guys that write a lot on ballistics, and they tell me, you know, I'm just fooling myself. Maybe I am, but it seems to do the job for
me. As long as you're fooled and happy,
that's
good.
Right. Ignorance is bliss, Bill. I learned that a long time ago.
That's right. Don't forget to lead your birds, guys. Picture this. You've got a 4 foot, 3 to 4 foot wide pattern by the time your shot reaches that bird. But if you'll swing through the bird and lead him, you've got a 9 to 12 foot trail of shot
uh-huh.
that he can fly through. Try to picture that in your mind. It'll help you knock down more doves.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing that I see a lot of guys not doing correctly is you need to predict that deceptive rise and fall.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know these birds are going to dip and dive all the time.
Right.
And you have to anticipate some of that as best you can. If you don't do that, you're going to shoot over, you're going to shoot behind or whatever.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
you need to anticipate those little dipsy doodles that they're going to do.
You know why I carry an over and under into the dove field? Because if I have three shots in my gun, I'll shoot all three every time a bird flies by.
That
keeps me in the field a little longer. Thanks, Pete. And I tell you about, how about it, $1 bet on who gets to their limit first.
I'm a good liar, Bill.
I'm out. Hey guys, a couple of tips that'll help you just about more than anything on a dove shoot. Take the shine off. Make sure you're dressed in camo or colors, drab colors that match your surroundings. Some camo sticks out like a sore thumb against the Nebraska sandhill country or Arizona desert. Take that into consideration. Cover up wedding rings and wristwatches, jewelry. That dove's got the advantage. He can see you long before you see him. So don't be shining. And then be still. Any movement will alert that dove, and he'll take the long way around you. Wait until he's within about 30 yards. Then get on him and get the dove kebabs ready for supper.
This is Ian Harrison, History Channel's Top Shot Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Coming over your head, Ray Lynn.
Boom, boom.
Good shot.
Dove season is here, and it's time to make sure you're ready. This is Travis and Ray Lynn Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's favorite shotgun range. Ray Lynn, tell them what we have to get them ready.
Clay Sports Ranch offers two sporting clay courses, the largest five stand in Texas, as well as a fully stocked pro shop with all the shells and shotguns you need for dove season. We even have a dove promotion with an over and under shotgun, dove mojo, and a camo hat for $3.99.
That's right. Come break some targets and warm up before your hunt. Learn more at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Big Billy Kender Outdoors is heard on great radio stations across America and across the U.S. and Canada on Sirius XM every week, but there are times when you're on the road, out of pocket, can't get to the broadcast on time to hear the show, whatever. Hey, we're out there. Every place that features quality podcasts, you'll find Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play Music, iTunes, Apple Music, bbkoradio.com. Catch the podcast when you miss the show. You can do it in the deer blind or the boat. Special guest on the show today, one of our special guests is no stranger to the bow of a boat. On those big rollers on Lake Michigan or shallow flats that hold giant largemouth bass down in Florida, anywhere that bass exists, this guy's been there chasing them. And Mark Zona, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Z, as he's known in the fishing industry to his buddies. Man, we greatly appreciate you joining us and hanging on through the little break there. Hope you had a nice cup of coffee, maybe a bite to eat, and now we're ready to get back to business here. Mark Zona also has a long-running, hosts a long-running outdoor television show, fishing show, that you can see first and second quarters of every year. It's simply called Zona's Awesome Fishing Show, and it truly is awesome. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but first of all, Z, I want to know who first put a rod and reel in your hand. Where did this fishing bug first bite you?
My dad, it's so weird. I'm staring across the little lake that I grew up on right now. I'm staring at his house. And he was a troller, Billy. He had no rhyme or rhythm of his pattern of trolling. and we would catch one. And back in the day when I grew up, we caught them and we ate them, man. That was the gig growing up. And, you know, then catch and release came along. And then the first tournament I fished, I was 9 years, actually, I was just under 10 years old. And I won like $3,800. And that's where it all kind of started and went from there. But to actually end up on the little, you know, 900 acre lake that I grew up on. And I'm occasionally, my wife will let me go fish a tournament here and there, with some of the old local guys that I grew up with. But it all goes back to my dad. He was the one that stuck a rod in my hand. And I think as a parent, you know, we owe it to our children to, you know, try to get them involved in fishing. And I always pass that on to my boys. That, you know, maybe their parents, the friends that they hang around with, maybe their parents didn't fish, and to make sure that they pass that on too. I think that's critical.
It's life-changing, and it's for life. It's for life when you teach someone how to fish. And the moment that they handed you that check, immediately after you wet your pants, your life as you had known it was over.
I quit Little League the next day.
There you go. That's it. We love your show. It's Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. We'll be watching for you again next spring. Where will we be able to catch you? Where can we see you now?
Oh, you know what? It starts on the Outdoor Channel in January. Every year it's on quarter one and quarter two. And Billy, I mean it. We have been blessed. The shows that we have shot, I've gone to really oddball places and I wanted to. And we all, you know, your listeners are the same way. We go to our honey holes and the places that are near and dear to our heart, where we have confidence. This year in particular, coming up, I purposely put myself in places that I did not have history. Because here's the thing. It's real easy for me to go back to Lake St. Clair or go to Gunnersville or go to Rayburn. I purposely did not do that. Because I like I know this sounds strange, but I like uncomfortable shoots where I'm not in my wheelhouse, and it has been one of my favorite seasons in basically 15 years. It's been one of my favorite seasons that's going to start airing in January.
That's a heck of a tease, and now I'm looking forward to next year. You're on my DVR just to see, not to watch you fish, just to see what absurdity is going to come from your mouth during that show. I live for that.
There will not be a lack of that. And you know what's weird is I taped a show with Brandon Polinick last week, and I taped a show with him, and we were out on Lake Ontario, and I got on a certain bite before he got there that I've never caught them in my lifetime. And I chase a heck of a lot of, you know, I chase smallmouth all the time, but it was one of the coolest, most barbaric southern bites fishing up north that I've experienced in my lifetime. So I hope it comes across as fun as it was fishing with Brandon.
I'm sure that it will. I watch your show and I see you fishing in sleet and ice and 4-foot rollers out on the Great Lakes. And I think this guy is absolutely nuts. And then you bring it back down to earth again when you sit down inside that Ram truck. That lets me know that you do have some common sense and the ability to think through the process.
There will be no, and I can tell you there will be no lack of bad weather situations this next season.
I'm a Ram truck guy and have been for years, so I always love the Ram Beast of the Week. Hey, Z, always good to talk to you. We love your show, love what you're doing, and the Bassmaster Elites are hell.
I honestly can't say thanks enough. I'm honored to be on. I appreciate it.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that Mark Zona was a professional bass fisherman back in the day. In fact, he fished in 9 Bassmaster tournaments, and out of those 9 was in the money 4 times. Twice in the top 10, his career earnings with Bassmaster as a fisherman, $30,292. Not bad, Z. If you live in a state where you're allowed to hunt deer over feed, it's that time of year. You've been out in the pasture getting those feeders up and running, getting ready to go. Trail cameras, no matter where you are, you've been out there getting those cameras in order. And here's a little note especially for you guys that fool with the corn. Be careful. Watch for rattlesnakes. That sound just gives me the willies every time I hear it. I can't tell you how many rattlesnakes I've killed through the years next to a corn feeder. I once ran a West Texas quail hunting operation, and as part of my feed program, I had 27 feeders scattered over about 6,000 acres. Every 8 weeks, I took a truckload of feed out there and refilled those feeders year-round. So during the hottest, harshest months, when there just wasn't a lot of feed left, everything was about burn up, the quail and the coons and the deer and the everything still had a little something to eat. Not a lot of nutritional value to deer corn, but it filled their bellies. I learned right away that rattlesnakes like corn feeders too. No, they don't eat corn, but they love the mice that come to get a morsel. They would coil and kind of bury their bodies down in the sand where they were flat with the surface of the ground. And as I carried corn on my shoulders from the truck to the feeder, my wife, Robin, was right there with me with the shotgun. Hopefully this will put it on your mind tomorrow when you're out filling those feeders or reaching down in that grass to retrieve that dove that you just shot. Be aware, rattlesnakes like corn feeders and dove meat too. Edwin Evers just won the biggest trophy that they hand out at Major League Fishing, the Red Crest. He's on the road somewhere between La Crosse, Wisconsin and Tallala, Oklahoma. And after a short break, we're going to talk to him right here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I'm sure glad you're in camp with us. Thanks.
I'm Daniel Schneider, Major United States Air Force from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Dawn Schneider, Petty Officer 3rd Class, United States Navy from South Bend, Indiana.
And I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Labor Day weekend, the last hoorah for a lot of boat owners. A lot of times after Labor Day, we winterize the boat, put it away. Kids are back in school, holidays coming up, busy time of year, and a lot of folks don't float the boat again until springtime. But if you are headed out today and you need to gas up the boat along the way, you need to take heed to this story that the fishing wire, actually the outdoor wire and the fishing wire, ran earlier this week. The note comes originally from Boat US. That's the Boat Owners Association of the United States. They say there's more ethanol than ever before being served up in our nation's gas stations right now. It's called Regular 88, and you do not want to use this stuff in your boat. This Regular 88 gasoline blend is cheap. It's generally the cheapest at the pump, but it may contain up to 15% ethanol. And that is enough to harm the boat motor and void the engine manufacturer's warranty. Remember that, Regular 88, and it's not going to be easy to see at the gas pump. Labeling requirements are minimal. It's just a real small orange E15 warning label. E15, don't use that stuff in your boat. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by a product that I have used long before I ever talked about it on the radio. As a matter of fact, when Purina Pro Plan became Purina Pro Plan, I was one of the very first customers, and that's all I've fed to both my hard-working bird dogs and our lovable lap dogs ever since. Purina Pro Plan. There's a formula built specifically for your dog, and it is the absolute best fuel that you can give them. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. They're in Oklahoma and Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas. A lot of folks were cheering for Jamie Hartman at that Bassmaster Elite Tournament last weekend in New York. And evidently it helped, because for the second time in three tournaments, Jamie Hartman claimed a Bassmaster Elite Series victory. And he was fishing in his home state of New York. He caught five bass last Sunday that weighed 22.4 and jumped from fourth place into the winner's spot at the Site 1 Bassmaster Elite Cayuga Lake with a four-day total of 80 pounds. And 13 ounces. Congratulations, Jamie. Jeff Gustafson, Kewatin, Ontario, Canada, second place. Chris Zaldane, Fort Worth, Texas, third. David Mullins, Mount Carmel, Tennessee, fourth. And rounding out the top five, Seth Fighter, New Market, Minnesota. If West Texas is the quail capital of North America and South Dakota is the pheasant capital of North America, you've got to stick the pin in Arizona on the map as the dove hunting capital of the U.S. And boy, it's expected to be another great season this year in Arizona. Season gets underway tomorrow after one of the wettest winters in years gave doves a much-needed boost in 2019. Get this, most birds in Arizona, so say the biologists, pulled off as many as six nests through the peak hatching period. You folks in Arizona shouldn't have too much trouble filling your tags tomorrow. Hunt near the water holes and feeding areas. That Sheridan fire burning 23 miles northwest of Prescott, Arizona, Prescott National Forest, that has forced the closure of a popular hunting area. That closure affects you folks that are planning to hunt deer and bear in parts of Game Management Unit 17B. The archery-only non-permit tag season for deer and general season for bear was scheduled to begin in that unit last weekend. This is a pretty cool story. Come see me at bbkoradio.com and take a look at the picture of Justin Krall and his mule, old Speedy, as they make their way up the Cottonwood Creek Trail. Behind him is his other mule, Jenny. And she's saddled with a couple of tanks that hold about 2,000 rare Hayden Creek cutthroat trout. They're in pressurized steel containers that pump oxygen into the water. Justin is a district wildlife manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and he was helping with the agency's mission to restore these trout to a very difficult place to reach. They had to move these fish about 6 miles up the steep trail to the upper reaches of Cottonwood Creek. Why work this hard to put those trout in that creek? Well, these are very special fish. They contain genetic markers that match museum specimens collected by early explorers. In 1889, David Starr Jordan collected a pair of trout specimens from Twin Lakes. That's near Leadville, Colorado. Today, those specimens reside at the Smithsonian Institute's National Museum of Natural History. The Hayden Creek cutthroat trout are the only known modern fish to share those same genetics. These fish that were stocked in Cottonwood July 1st are descendants of 158 trout rescued by Colorado Parks and Wildlife from the Hayden Pass fire back in 2016. It threatened to wipe out the only known population still in existence. Field trialers from all across North America are bringing some of the very finest bird dogs in existence to Lewistown, Montana this weekend. It's time for a national championship NSTRA field trial. If you were at that trial, like I've been many times, you'd notice that at least 89% of those dogs in that championship trial are fed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula every day of their lives. 30% protein, 20% fat. Purina Pro Plan Performance. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Coming over your head, Raylan.
Boom, boom.
Good shot. Dove season is here, and it's time to make sure you're ready. This is Travis and Raylan Mears with Defender Outdoors Clay Sports Ranch, Fort Worth's favorite shotgun range. Raylan, tell them what we have to get them ready.
Clay Sports Ranch offers two sporting clay courses, the largest five-stand in Texas, as well as a fully stocked pro shop with all the shells and shotguns you need for dove season. We even have a dove promotion with an over-and-under shotgun, dove mojo, and a camo hat for $3.99.
That's right. Come break some targets and warm up before your hunt. Learn more at Defender Outdoors. And we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see outdoor adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Hey, guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
So much to see that it will take 2 full days. Plan your trip to Dallas now for the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'd like to invite you to join me in Grapevine, Texas, out at the lake. We're going to have fun at Trawick Pavilion and Boat Ramp, Oak Grove Park. This is 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st, for Grapevine's first ever Family Fish Fest. I'll be teaching flipping and pitching. There'll be new boats there on display. They're stocking the little pond there in the park with channel cat and bluegill and smallmouth bass, those fighting rascals. Grapevine's Family Fish Fest. Come on out. Bring the family. Enjoy the seminars and all of the fun. The guys from Bass Pro Shop are going to be there. Hope you are, too. See you Saturday, September 21st, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. I'm so happy for my buddy from Tallala, Oklahoma, Edwin Evers, that just won the first ever Major League Fishing Championship Red Crest last weekend. He's on the road from Wisconsin back to Oklahoma, and I've got him on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. Edwin, every time I talk to you, buddy, it's congratulations. Those are always the first words I need to say. Congratulations again. You did it.
Oh, it was an amazing week. I don't know how to say anything but thank you. It was an amazing, amazing week. It just all came together and a lot of fun. I don't know what to say about it, but, man, it was fun. Mississippi River is just an amazing place.
Amazing. And when the Lord blesses, he just pours out blessings. And we're going to talk about the blessing of the spot. But first of all, I want to know your history on the lake, because I heard a lot of anglers say that they'd never been – on the water that you fished to win it, which was Lock 7. A lot of guys had fished 8, but not 7. What's your history there?
My history is every event we've had there, with the exception of 1 or 2, I've always fished pool 7. I like it up there. It's just my favorite pool. I just always try to get away from crowds, and anytime you have a lock between, you know, two different pools, it's going to eliminate a lot of guys from even going, so I always felt like there was less people when I would go up there, and I always felt like the biggest fish live in that pool.
We certainly know the most fish live in that pool. You're the first guy ever to win a Bassmaster Classic, which couldn't have come at a more perfect time and a more perfect place, right there with your, you know, basically hometown, and now the first ever Red Crest. Has this sunk into you yet, Edwin?
No, it really hasn't. it's just, it's surreal. It's I'm just sitting here thinking about it before you call. I just, man, you know, driving up there, you just never expect to be driving home with that trophy sitting beside you. It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. And all of the hardware, the points race, which is not easy to do with this field of anglers. It's tough, man. It's tough. And if you don't think it's tough, just ask Stephen Browning, because he almost made that top 10, but you had something to say about that. That's how tight this Major League Fishing is.
It was, you know, incredible. You know, I caught a fish, I think, with 3 minutes to go in the penalty box for 2 minutes, he catches a 210, passes me, and then the fish that I caught, and once they registered after the penalty, I pass him by 9 ounces. And then fortunately, with 40 seconds to go, I throw out there and catch another fish, you know, to make sure he didn't catch it. No, it was just crazy, just the intensity. Just till somebody experiences that intensity under that format, it's hard to describe in words what it's like.
Yeah, and we can feel it to a degree watching you guys, but I'm sure there's nothing like having that stick in your hand and with the pressure on and the clock ticking to do that. I was thinking about you today. I thought, you know, Edwin's won a Classic. He's now won a Red Crest. What's he going to do now? And I thought, you know, the Colts are now looking for a quarterback. Luck decided. There you go. I think that's probably a pretty good plan. You used Berkeley bait. You've gone to the Berkeley team this year. And I got to tell you, my personal bass fishing this year, early on, I fell in love with the new MaxScent stuff. I really believe it works. I believe in that stuff. And I can't tell you how many packages I've gone through.
Yeah, I really like it really well. There is something to the scent. You know, I've been fortunate to be at Spirit Lake and see the testing that they actually do on fish. And they have hundreds of fish in there. And, you know, they can back up. When they say fish hold on to it 45% longer, they tested over 100 bass with that scent versus another, and they will hold on to it 45% longer, and they test it. It's just neat what they do up there. They back everything up with science and with testing, and it's a really good product. And the neat thing about MaxScent to me is that the colors are faded, you know, like, because it's got that scent in it. It is so real. The colors to me are more realistic than any of the other plastic colors, and I really like that about it.
Yeah, I do too, Edwin. Edwin, I appreciate you hanging on. Pull over there at the truck stop, get yourself a cup of coffee, and we're going to finish up our conversation coming up in just a few more minutes. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel, and a formula for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, I'm going to swing it over to Virginia real quick, because I want to talk about a big national event that's going to take place in Fort Worth, Texas next weekend. I want to do that with Amy Hunter of the NRA. Amy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on the show. I appreciate it.
Something big coming up in the NRA Personal Protection Expo, which is next weekend for a couple of days, for 3 days in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's really gotten so big, and there's so much interest in this, that it's almost comparable to the annual meetings of the NRA. It's getting big.
It is getting big. We're very excited. We're hoping to fill up the Fort Worth Convention Center there, and the whole staff had a meeting, and we said, you know, we're really, really happy to be in Fort Worth, and we're really happy to be in NRA country, and just to be around a bunch of friends and like-minded people, and we get to learn about our favorite activities together. So it's very exciting.
Why is this so important? Why is the Personal Protection Expo so important?
Well, it's important mostly because the number of concealed carry holders in the country is just skyrocketing. I mean, it's just over the years, more and more people are taking self-defense into their own hands, and they want to make sure that they can protect themselves and their loved ones wherever they go. And this is an event for people of all interest levels, and it has everything to do with personal protection, not even just concealed carry, not limited to concealed carry, but this is for anyone who's thinking about maybe carrying a firearm, who's thinking about maybe getting a firearm for their home, for a home defense, to all the way up to the seasoned professional who knows, has been doing this for years, and who really wants to just sort of see what the latest is and learn some new skills.
Yeah, 120 plus seminars and workshops at this thing. So you're going to learn how to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your home at the NRA Personal Protection Expo. You guys do one of these per year, and if I'm not mistaken, this is only the second one, right?
Well, it's actually our third, but last year there was a hurricane in Richmond when it was scheduled, and so Mother Nature canceled it for us. It's our third scheduled, but our second actual event. And like you said, there's 120 seminars. I mean, this is really an educational event. This is really for people who can come and just learn all kinds of different skills and maybe think differently about the approach they've been taking. And so as much as it's a great place to come for an exhibit hall, and there's going to be good food and – that sort of thing. But this is also really a place to come and learn.
September 6th, 7th, and 8th, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the air-conditioned Fort Worth Convention Center. Can folks walk up and buy a ticket at the door?
They absolutely can, yeah. There's tickets range between $10 and $30. NRA Life members get in for $10. NRA regular members are in for $20. And if you're a non-member and you just want to come by and check it out, it's $30. That's for the whole weekend, and that will get you access to any number, dozens of workshops and seminars, and we've really got an all-star lineup of people who are giving these presentations. So we encourage everyone in the area and everyone in Texas to come on out and check it out.
Amy Hunter with the NRA, thank you so much. Details at bbkoradio.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Riceland. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Riceland, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious. Occasionally, I'll shoot a small feral hog, anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds, and I shoot them with a specific purpose of tamales and sausages. And then I take them directly to my friend Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so, but, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
Right now, Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing is offering an early bird special. They know when you go fill the feeders and clean the wasp nest out of the deer blind, you're going to see pigs. Shoot three of them. And take them to Joe at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, Roanoke, Texas. They'll process the third pig free. Offer good through October 1st. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel is a must-have in your deer pack. These three synthetic formulas actually shoot the gel in 10-foot streams. Imagine silly string to attract deer. This gel stream technology allows you to keep your human scent back and away from your targeted area. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel lasts longer and won't wash away in moisture. Bow hunters, you can spray Tink's Trophy Taker Premium Synthetic Gel directly from your blind or stand, and comes in three formulas to fit every scenario you could encounter this season. Tink's Trophy Taker Relax Formula emits long-lasting bedding area scent, putting spooky deer at ease. Tink's Trophy Taker Heat stops doe-crazed bucks in their tracks in all phases of the rut. And Tink's Trophy Taker Fight is best used early and full rut, making the big guy think there's a challenger or intruder buck in his area. Pick up Tink's Trophy Taker Gels at Walmart. From the top name in deer lure, Tink's.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
The kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder, and this is our camp house where we get together every week, and I sure do appreciate you being here. Thank you so very much. If you can't make it to the radio broadcast for whatever reason, one week to the next, you can still hear the show, bbkoradio.com. We keep the podcast. Each show is there. Plus, all the top podcasting sites have Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, Spotify, Podbean, Google Play Music, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher. We're on all of them, and they'll send a free download to your device every week. You don't even have to think about it. It just shows up, and boom, there it is. Those little earbuds in the deer blind this fall. Or on the Bluetooth speakers out in the boat, anytime you want. I was reading the Fishing Wire the other day on, I think this story came out on Monday, and I read a story about an old boy out of North Alabama that had come up with a product, a brand new product that I need. It's called the Live Well Buddy. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of guys need this. Therefore, I have placed a phone call to John Widener himself in North Alabama to talk to us about the Live Well Buddy and tell us what this thing is. John, welcome to the show. First question, is it hot and humid in August in North Alabama?
Oh, you don't know how bad it is. I almost have to quit fishing, but I don't. I still go at nighttime, but man, yeah. The day you can hardly take it.
No, it's tough. I'm in Texas, so I know what you're talking about. If you're there at daylight, you're back off the water by 10. So, yeah, it's that time of year. But you've made our lives easier with a new product. And the minute I saw this, I said, I've got to talk to John Widener about the Live Well Buddy, because any of us that have, at the end of a long day, dug around in that live well trying to catch those flopping fish out of there and end up with fins in our fingers and chasing them down and saying words that our mamas taught us not to say, needs a Live Well Buddy. Explain, what is the Live Well Buddy?
Well, I tell you, we've been fishing for a long time, and as a result, we've kind of suffered through a lot of agony with it, too. And one of the most aggravating things I've ever been through is trying to get the fish out of my live well at the end of the day. You know, at the end of the day, you're already tired. You're coming in, and you've got all these fish, and you say, oh, I've got to get the fish out of the live well now. And it's one at a time. You reach down there, and every time you reach down there, it seems like the fish are flopping. They're sticking you. They're cutting you. And it was the most aggravating thing I ever went through. So I, with myself and my partner, we got together. We said, we got to do something about this. This is crazy. And we start talking about it. It says, if we had us a nice net that would just, it would collapse, fit down in the live well, and then open back up to where you've got a good opening where you can drop your fish into it, it would just make a world of difference. So we put together a couple plans and actually come up with what we call the Live Well Buddy, which is basically, it's a floating ring that's collapsible with a nice rubber-type net, and the net it actually expands toward the bottom, gives the fish a lot of room, a lot of room for aeration. So your fish aren't going to have any trouble in the net itself. But what I loved about it is when I get home at the end of the day, I reach down, I grab the actual ring, I just pull it up, the net collapses, comes right through the live well, and I've got my entire catch in one pull. And
wow.
I just dump them into the basket that I'm going to clean them in, and I'm ready to go.
I've got to have one of these because I've been down that road I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of times. I also love to catch those great big red ear brim. I go to the Texas-Louisiana border and catch those great big old brim, and there's no limit on them here, John. So I can, you know, I fill that live well up. I try to fill the freezer for the year when I go, and boy, is that a pain at the end of the day. This is going to make life just a whole lot easier. I notice online it retails for about $40, and that is money well spent because it looks like it's not going to fall apart on me. It's going to hang on there for my life anyway.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I've been using it now for a couple of years. What I love about it, it's one of those that's out of sight, out of mind. I take my live well buddies. I drop them in. I've got two live wells. I put one in both live wells, and I forget about them. When I go out in the lake and, you know, I'm fishing, my live wells will fill up with water. Well, I'll hit the plug on them and actually fill them totally full. And I use them during the day when I'm fishing. And at the end of the day, I pull them out, take my fish out. I don't have all that hassle. And then I just drain my live well. I never take them out of the live well after that. I just put them back in the live well and forget about them. So it's out of sight, out of mind. It's really a great product. Plus, anybody that wants to fish from the bank, like bank fishermen, they need a place to put their fish. It's perfect for that. People that wade fish, it's perfect for that. And I know a lot of people are talking now about when they go deep sea fishing, they've got these bigger bait fish that they use. Well, if you want to put your bait fish in this, it's perfect for that because you can separate all your different baits. You know, if you've got two or three different kinds of baits you want to separate, throw them in there and just forget that you've even got them. It makes it great.
Yeah, it's a handy little deal. I was thinking about all the guys that can use this up north, the walleye guys, can use this. A lot of folks can benefit from this. It's called the Live Well Buddy. Is there a place online where we can take a look?
Sure. It's actually Angler's Best. If you just look up anglersbest.com, you'll come right to it, and it's just a great product. I think people are really going to fall in love with when they see it.
Anglersbest.com. Y'all check it out. It's called the Live Well Buddy. I've already got mine on the way, John. The minute I only saw this like just a very short time ago, and within 30 minutes of me seeing it, I had the product coming my way.
Fantastic. I hope everybody has that same inspiration because they will not be disappointed, I promise you.
That's John Widener. I think he's on to something here with the Live Well Buddy. Hey, I want to take just a couple of minutes to address an issue that is always an issue September 1st when early teal seasons start opening up across America, when dove seasons start opening up across America, and that's overheating. Not you, your dog, your retriever. For a little reminder on how to get our dogs ready for that hot retrieving job, let's go to Northfield, Minnesota, one of our BBKO radio pros, one of the very best in the business, and that is my friend Tom Dockin. Tom, welcome back.
Good to be back with you again. You know, I want to bring up something here that's so important, and that's hot weather training. We're going to get into it probably in July and August. The one thing that we do up here to be able to maximize our amount of time that we're working, and I'm talking retrievers now, anything that we do that's going to be land work, we try to do that first thing in the morning. It's going to be the coolest part of the day. And keep in mind, you don't have to have the dog out for an hour, hour and a half working them. Even those 10 to 15-minute sessions in the cool of the day is going to give you something that you can do. And then we always save the afternoons for our water work. And I know that's going to boost the amount of time we can spend with the dog every day. So we can actually be working in the water at the time of the day when it's going to be the hottest. And then also after we get the dogs out of the water, we can probably do a little bit of land work. As long as it's not too lengthy, the dogs are going to be able to maintain that temperature. But things that you really got to watch out for is those dogs getting overheated. And it's really up to the own individual to make sure that you know your own dog and know its limits. because certainly most hunting dogs do not know their limits, so you have to do it for them. So keep in mind, you're going to do anything in the morning when it's coolest. You're going to do your land work, water work in the afternoon, and that's going to really stretch your training in the heat of the summer. Try that tip, and you're going to have a lot more training throughout the summer months. You can go to Dawkins.com for a dealer near you for the latest in dog training products. And also you can go to SheddogTrainer.com for all you shed hunters out there.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. That is Tom Dawkins from his famous Oak Ridge Kennels, Northfield, Minnesota. If you want to learn more about Tom or any of our pros at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, just come see me at bbkoradio.com and click on the Pro Staff page. There you'll find information about Tom, Ronnie Smith, Bob West, Carl Gunzer, Larry Wysoon, John Bonnell, Gary Klein, Kelly Jordan, just about any outdoor activity, we've got a pro lined up and ready to answer your questions and provide great info.
Hey everybody, it's professional angler Mark Davis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells, and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoker Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoys, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori.
You've got to stop at Teske's Outdoors, just west of Weatherford, Texas, on the south side of I-20. And on your way to the ranch, call us at 817-599-3400. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife,
quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. BigGame.org.
Thank you for joining us in this old camp house here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We greatly appreciate that. And would welcome you at the website, bbkoradio.com. Real easy to leave a note on the door when you visit the website, bbkoradio.com. And hey, if you'll give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, that's going to give you bonus, extra, added opportunities to register to win cool stuff that we give away from time to time, outdoor trips and gear. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. And, of course, the phone number here in the camp house, 1-877, toll-free, 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. By the way, one of the most viewed spots, or the most viewed spot at bbkoradio.com every week, is the quick link that we have up there to the hunting and fishing regulations for all 50 U.S. states. It's so simple. Left-hand side of the page, as you're looking at any page at bbkoradio.com, click on that little tab and boom, right there before your eyes, the hunting and fishing regulations, all 50 states listed out. Click on your state or the state you're traveling to, and you've got the regulations while you're rolling down the road or whatever. bbkoradio.com. Hey, I want to thank my friend, Major League Fishing Pro, Major League Fishing Points Champion, Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship Champion, Edwin Evers, for standing by as he rolls down the road, headed back home to Tallala, Oklahoma, from that championship tournament, the Red Crest, up there in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Edwin, you pulled up on a magical spot. Here are the numbers. In the final period of that championship last Sunday, you caught 23 bass, put 23 bass on the scorecard in 22 minutes. That seems impossible, but you did it. 32 pounds, 13 ounces of fish in 22 minutes. At one point, you caught a bass, a scoreable bass, on 16 casts in a row. Unbelievable. I have been on schooling black bass before, and I've caught them pretty good. But never have I caught them like that. I've never seen anything like it. You had to be going crazy.
I was exhausted.
I know you were. You were cramping up.
Oh, man, my arms were cramping up. My hands were and out of breath and sweating. You know, I just was super fortunate. That's one of the things that I think about leaving that event is nobody's ever out of that format. If the last place guy would have pulled up right there and caught those 28 fish, he would have passed me like I was standing still. And it's really neat in the fact that allows that. Just allows you're never out of it. And that's something that, you know, I need to learn because, you know, you get down and out towards the end of event and you're 20, 30, 40 pounds behind. But in reality, nobody's ever out of it.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing. The fish you caught on that spot would have won the entire day, even without your previous catches. It was just an amazing thing that that took place. You had rolled over the top of those fish earlier. I've heard the story, but I want to hear it again.
So, you know, it's pretty hard to get in there. And the last thing to get over is a beaver dam. And one of the very first times that I ever went in there, I actually blew that beaver dam out trying to get in there. And once I got in, I power pulled down, and I waited for lines in. And, man, sitting there waiting for lines to go in, they start schooling up in front of me.
And little did I know that, you know, I caught those fish, and then I fished all the way around the lake, flipping the laydowns and doing all the things I was doing. And when I made it all a complete lap and I get back to where I came in, they're schooling big time, but they're schooling right where my boat was sitting this morning, the morning. So I actually was sitting right on top of them. It's amazing to me that, you know, all those fish are in about a foot and a half, at the most 2 feet of water, right before that water goes over that beaver dam. Nothing there. You know, a lot of times you think you're going to catch that many fish, you think you got to have a 5, 6, 7 foot deep hole. But, you know, I was a long ways from 3 foot of water, let alone 5 or 6. And all those fish were just sitting right there, you know, eating those shad as it was going over the beaver dam.
You know, I never heard of water temperature the whole time. And I know Wisconsin's cooler in the summer than we are here in Texas. But still, that water's got to be up around 80.
No, it was cool. You know, we had a couple cool days. It's about 75 degrees, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. It was just the absolute perfect storm for you. And now, if I'm not mistaken, it's probably time to harvest pecans, because so you're not going to get much of a break.
Yes, sir. We're going to start harvesting about October 15th. So got a little dove hunt to do this weekend. You going to get a go?
Yeah, you know I'm going to go, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to you and Cade coming down and hunting quail with us this winter. We're going to wait till deep in the winter when the birds sit real tight.
I would love to do it. I would love to do it. Now, think about that spot if we have time. I don't know.
You bet. Yeah. No, we're good.
It's kind of interesting. I've been in there three, maybe four other times in tournaments, in bass tournaments. And a couple times I just knew I was going to win after my practice, and I never got close to winning, you know, maybe 6th, 7th, 8th place, something like that. And I was so mad that I didn't win, you know, but looking back, I'm so thankful now that I didn't, because it was a lot smaller event, you know, less money. And you know, I believe God had this day saved many years ago for me. You know, to win on that stage at Redcrest with Major League Fishing and a bigger stage. And you know, today it just all, or yesterday it just all came together, you know, and I was just so happy to finally get out of there. And that spot that I've kind of, you know, was upset that I had never won before, you know, it was just a blessing from above.
You made the comment that if you had caught them like that in there before, that would be there'd be picnic benches down there now from people setting up and fishing in that spot, and
it's kind of
been preserved for you.
Yes, sir, it has. It's pretty hard to get into, you know, and pretty far removed, and you know, but now it's fine. You know, that's one of the great things about Major League Fishing or any fishing show. When you get to watch it, you learn where they're at, those kinds of things. So, but neat spot. It was quite a decision to go in there. I didn't know if it was the right one, you know, the night before and that morning. But when they come up schooling right there waiting for lines in, I was like, oh, man, it was a good decision.
Not only has it been one of your finest year, one of your finest years bass fishing, but you've had some trouble along the way, too. Storms earlier this year, tornado in Oklahoma took your house out. You're having to rebuild, and you made a really funny comment on stage on the post-game show that you're sure glad that slab's already poured.
Yes, sir. They poured that slab Friday, and a good thing, because my wife would have probably made that slab a little bit bigger if I just won $300,000.
Well, now you can put more money in the barn, Edward.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, a bigger barn.
Put it out in the pecan farm is what I think.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're eager for 2020 to get here, but I also know you're eager to get home and hug your family. And by the way, congratulations on a new son-in-law. Does he cut the mustard? Is he an okay guy?
He is great. You know, as a dad, you just worry about, you know, your children's spouses, and there would be nobody I'd rather choose for my daughter than him. He is that good a guy, and I love him like he's my own. I got a lot of respect for him.
Well, that just caps it all off. That's bigger than a Redcrest. Edwin, congratulations again, buddy. We're sure proud for you. You're easy to cheer for.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mr. Kinder.
Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour Redcrest champion. First one ever, Edwin Evers. Hey, we're just about out of time here. I can't believe how fast it flies by every week. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together. My guests, Mark Zona, Edwin Evers, Amy Hunter from the NRA, and John Widener. They're in North Alabama with his new product, the Live Well Buddy. Thanks, everybody. Dove seasons start tomorrow in a lot of states across the U.S. Upland birds in Montana. You guys enjoy yourself. Be safe and send me pictures. I'll put them up on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. Thanks for joining me in the camp house. Why don't you plan to come back next time around? Bring a buddy with you. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.